This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. So the TIAA Institute, that's sponsored by the folks who run my retirement account. They just
mine too, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Mark, do they have Seton Hall as well?
Say it again?
I'm not sure. TIAA?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we are TIAA.
All right, so it looks like they're all over the place. So they just released a study on adjuncts, 500 responses. Non-tenure track faculty, of course, are a very big part of higher educational staff. And I know we've talked about it on the podcast before, but there was kind of an interesting set of findings that emerged from it. And I just wanted to review them and give my impression and see what you guys thought. So it turns out I was surprised that by the TIAA study, a couple interesting facts. Number one, adjuncts are a little bit older than you might assume. Only about 28% of adjuncts are younger than 40. And a sizable majority of them teach two or more classes, but still about a third only teach one. About 60% earn less than $3,000 per course. But this is what I thought was very interesting. The majority of adjuncts are married or partnered, and about 70% come from households with above average incomes. And it strikes me that there might be a major economic cleavage within the ranks of our adjuncts. It seems like we're drawing a lot from a pool of highly educated, economically comfortable people who are married to someone who's earning good money, and they're adjuncting for us. Either they're committed to a life of intellectual endeavors, or they're trying to pad their LinkedIn page to get their consulting business running. And then there's a separate class of poor single people who are doing this as their main source of income. And as somebody who studies finance, what I see of their finances make me think that they're destitute. So there's like inequality in the adjuncting system. And if we continue not to pay adjuncts well, what we're going to end up doing is having a training staff of people who are, you know, comfortable dabbling in this as, you know, recreational or personal fulfillment endeavor. But and then there's this second group of people who are just, they're just destitute. Does this, any comments on this, or should we just, is there not much to do here?
Well, I mean, I the one thing that I will say is, so I think that a lot of the stories that have been coming out have been about non-tenure line faculty, have been about adjunct faculty, right? And, you know, adjunct faculty, like, depending on the institution, you know, many of them only teach one class, right? Mm-hmm. And the ones that only teach one class, they either already have a full-time job somewhere else, and, like, this is something that they're doing because they love teaching or because they want to be affiliated with an institution of higher education for whatever reason, right? There are some other adjuncts who, you know, they teach the one class, you know, I might, you know, I took time out maybe from my law career or my medical career, or what have you. And, you know, and I'm a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad. And I keep myself intellectually engaged by teaching this one class, right? Although there are some schools in which adjunct faculty have a very heavy course load and they only get like $3,000 per course. There's that. One of the things that I find interesting is institutions like mine have this thing that's called a full-time non-tenure line faculty. And these are individuals who they teach, they have a heavier course load than tenure line faculty, but they're full time. They get benefits. Their salary is considerably lower than that of tenure line faculty. And I'm wondering whether or not, like, this is something that we're seeing more of across the higher ed space, the sort of increase in these full-time non-tenure line faculty positions. And if so, what does that say about inequality in higher ed?
I can start on that one because we also have these. Well, we have tenure line lectureships, I think. It's like you can get tenure as a lecturer. Mm-hmm. And we were really excited about them. We thought that it would give us the ability to hire more faculty, more faculty members. We thought maybe we'd get more lines and have more people dedicated full-time to the department. And they end up being just as hard to get as tenure-track professorships. And I get the sense that they're just using these full-time lines to displace full-time tenure-track professors rather than adjunct instructional staff. So it's like, I don't know if, at least in my college, if it created new jobs that replaced the precarious work, or it just pushed more of the workforce into more precarious jobs.
Huh.
Yeah. Mark, do you have anything like that at Seton Hall?
Yeah, we do have lectureships here. I've seen where I used to teach also. We had lectureships. I used to teach down at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Mm. I think it is more common. I think the data suggests. I read a study last year. I wish I could cite it, just on the growth of kind of adjunctification, I think the word often is used. Mm-hmm. It's difficult. I mean, even if we do find, like the study you were citing, Joe, that a certain number of them are voluntary, and I've met some of those, they prefer adjuncting, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, this probably just reflects my background in labor organizing and my moral sensibilities, but my thing would just be, it affects everyone to the extent we have people really lowing or whether they want to earn less for their own freedom or flexibility mm-hmm. or not. It hurts faculty as a whole when we have this class of people earning so little. Mm-hmm. So my take would just be to push as much as we can to making sure anybody teaching. I mean, if you take an adjunct professor's $3,000, and you multiply that by five courses, that's $15,000, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they certainly shouldn't be earning below a certain poverty rate for a family of two or something mm-hmm. like that. So I would just push it up, you know, and encourage solidarity among faculty with adjuncts so that we don't get in a situation where one group pulls down resources and salary for everybody.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.